The famous French Catholic poet Charles Peguy said this one time, "All life comes from tenderness. All life comes from tenderness." The word tenderness evokes strong sentiments in me. In 2017, Pope Francis was invited to deliver a TED talk at the annual TED conference, and the topic of the conference was the future you. Now, TED is known to coach their speakers really well so that they may deliver the most effective and optimal performance. Of course, Pope Francis decided to prepare his message all by himself. And I hope you're not surprised, but Pope Francis made 3 points. In his third point, Pope Francis called for a revolution of tenderness. A revolution of tenderness. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says to his hearers, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus was calling his listeners to a revolution of tenderness. So in my 3 points today, I want to reflect on the gospel virtue of tenderness. And I believe that more than anything else, our world is ripe for a revolution. A revolution of tenderness. So here's my first point for today. Understanding tenderness. Well, Francis began his section on tenderness with the question, "And what is tenderness?" And he answers it this way. He says, "It is the love that comes close and becomes real." Beautiful. It's the love that comes close and becomes real. And to make his definition clear, he gives us the example of how parents talk to their babies, adapting to the little child, sharing the same level of communication. And I'm sure you've seen this, right? How parents often just come down to the level of the children. I mean, I'm sure many of you parents have done baby talk, right? Now, I've never had a child, but if you see me with Tutu, right? I go down on to her level on my knees, and the way I talk to her, if you hear me talk, you'll most probably think I'm high. This is tenderness, Pope Francis continues. Being on the same level as the other. Being on the same level as the other. God himself descended into Jesus to be on our level. Understanding tenderness this way, we become more aware that Jesus' entire life was an act of tenderness. And his primary hearers were a burdened lot. Besides the burden of sin and death and darkness, the ordinary Palestinian was burdened under brutal Roman law. Under the oppressive legalism of religious leaders. Under poverty. Under debilitating social upheavals. And it's into this reality that Jesus stepped in. And he steps in as a helpless baby, as tenderness. Jesus was the personification of tenderness. I think when Jesus says to us, come to me and I will give you rest, he's inviting us to join this revolution of tenderness. In the coming week, may I invite you to pray about it. To be a people that brings and joins Jesus in this revolution of tenderness. Here's my second point. Tenderness has something to do with meekness and humility. Jesus' words of tenderness in today's gospel reading also includes these words, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Folks, I believe that the key to Jesus' revolution of tenderness was meekness and humility. Today, our world reels under similar realities that Jesus stepped into. Only the pandemic makes our reality even more complex and complicated. 10 million people have been infected by the coronavirus so far. And more than 500,000 people have died. 130 in our own nation. And the situation continues to worsen in many parts of our country and the world. Our nation and places across the globe are also the hotspots for social, racial upheavals. And with the presidential election only 4 months away, I'm afraid to approach these 4 months. What is it going to look like? To the leaders gathered at the TED conference, the leaders and the tech giants, Pope Francis said, tenderness is the path of choice for the strongest, most courageous men and women. Tenderness is not weakness. It is fortitude. It is the path of solidarity, the path of humility. Reminds us of Jesus' words, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Jesus' strength is his meekness. Jesus' power is his humility. Jesus' authority is his tenderness. And we must learn from Jesus. As Pope Francis says again, and it is true that Jesus teaches people with great tenderness, not because they deserve it, but because he needs to be this way, because the Messiah cannot not love. Hear that again. Because the Messiah cannot not love. If Jesus overcame the world with meekness and humility and tenderness, I believe so can we. I also believe that the only way to overcome the global pandemic and the social upheavals is to approach these challenges with meekness, with humility, and with tenderness. Like Jesus, we cannot not love. And thirdly, what does this revolution of tenderness look like? Here is Pope Francis' answer. It is a movement that starts from our heart and reaches the eyes, the ears, and the hands. Tenderness means to use our eyes to see the other, our ears to hear the other, to listen to the children, the poor, those who are afraid of the future, to listen also to the silent cry of our common home, of our sick and polluted earth. Tenderness means to use our hands and our heart to comfort the other, to take care of those in need. These days, particularly, friends, we need to take care of those in need. Wearing a mask is a sign of humility, of meekness, of tenderness that protects those in need. Giving each person their God-given dignity, immaterial of their race, is an act of humility, an act of tenderness, an act of meekness. Pope Francis ended his TED talk with these words. He said, "The future of humankind isn't exclusively in the hands of politicians, of great leaders, of big companies. Yes, they do an enormous responsibility, but the future is most of all in the hands of those people who recognize the other as you and themselves as part of an us." We all need each other. My dear people, the future is in our hands. More than ever, the future is in our hands. And as we approach this future, we remind ourselves of the words of the French poet Peggy: "All life comes from tenderness." Today, I hope that we will join Jesus and Pope Francis in this revolution of tenderness. For us Catholics, the revolution of tenderness on the Eucharistic table. Folks, the bread and wine lying on this altar, the very real presence of Christ, the body and blood of Christ lying here in meekness and humility. This is tenderness. People of God said, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us, salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit